Welcome to Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. I'm Paula Slater, your host. Okay, today I'd like to welcome Leslie Haynes from Discovery Trekking. Welcome, Leslie.
Hi, how are you, Paula?
Good. Now, your business is located in British Columbia, in Canada.
It is. It is on Vancouver Island in a city of, called Campbell River, very beautiful touristy area. And I can't say that that makes manufacturing easy, but it certainly is the only place that I would want to be here.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful country. Now, how did you get started as an entrepreneur?
Well, I've always been kind of curious and made things for my own family I needed, or somebody would say, gee, I wish I had a whatever, and I would generally come up with an idea for how we could make that. And initially, I had a completely different career as an insurance adjuster, but my children had horses, and so they were always asking me to make things for them, for their horse or for themselves, equestrian wear, jackets with horses on it, that kind of thing. And there was nobody around that did that, so, you know, I made it for them, and then their friends wanted it. So I eventually ended my career as an insurance adjuster and started Discovery Trekking with another woman. And it was a home-based business, and we were making outerwear mainly. But it was very technical outerwear, windproof, waterproof things that you couldn't get around where we live. Mm-hmm. So during that time, I was constantly coming up with other ideas. And for example, the equestrian saddle skirt that I make was a result of my daughter, recommending that I make something that she could wear around her waist that would protect both her legs and the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
And I initially said that there was, you know, I didn't have time. There was probably no need. Why didn't she just go buy one? And she said, but it doesn't exist, Mom.
Right.
So next thing you know, I'm making a waterproof, windproof garment. They called it a saddle skirt. It attaches to your legs and in no way attaches to your horse, so you can get on and off the horse. And it kept the rein off her saddle. But it was one of those things, again, that sort of snowballed. Her friends saw them. They wanted them. The next thing you know, I'm, you know, online selling them on my website, my Discovery Trekking website.
Mm-hmm. And I must
so
say,
I
just want to interrupt and say that I own one of the saddle skirts, and I really like it because, again, I'm short. And one of the problems of riding is having the big, heavy, sticky raincoat. And even if they are sort of designed for a little bit lighter weight, they tend to be the upper body. I don't like the heat from it for the upper body, and this is perfect because the most important thing for me was to keep the saddle dry. And then I really like your extension so that you can pull it out the back and cover the flanks of the horse, which is perfect. And I just thought when I first saw it, that's how I've met you, when I first found you, I just thought it was the greatest thing ever. You know, such a super idea. And then also you make a heavier one for the winter months, and that's wonderful for people who are, you know, either taking riding lessons and they're waiting, you know, to go, if they're in a group, they're waiting to go out into the class, or if they're showing in the fall and they're trying to keep their horse warmed up in the rear. I just think it's a great invention. And then the idea that it like you can adjust it so that it's not over the flanks, it can be pulled up at the back with the drawstring. Great idea, Leslie. Great.
My very first ones weren't quite like them. I mean, we always mock up some. The one that I made for my daughter Lori doesn't look anything like the ones that we now sell, because, as you say, there is an extended version, and mm-hmm. then there's also just the version that covers only your saddle. The extended version was actually suggested by endurance riders, mm-hmm. but when they saw their horses, they want to keep their flanks warm, so they wanted something that went back, but they don't want it flopping on them while they're riding. And you need that on you, but then the sun comes out and you don't necessarily want it on anymore. But you can take it off very easily because it has an adjustable hook and loop waist, and the elastic legs are very easy to just unsnap. And then you can roll it up and just, you know, tuck it behind your saddle, and it's not like you've got a big floppy Mackinac or raincoat that you have to carry around with you.
Mm-hmm. And that's what, one of the things too that I love about your products, and the towel that you make as well. They can all be sort of rolled up and put into a saddle bag, or especially if you're camping with your horses, you want to make sure that you've got you're packing lightly.
Well, you did mention the towel, and that's actually something, a completely different product line. And we certainly did not ever imagine how big that would get for us. The towel, in fact, is a extremely lightweight, high-tech, originally intended for apparel, wicking fabric. And how that came about was I travel extensively, and I was always taking a towel with me because when you travel, you don't always get face cloths and towels where you go. And I found that, you know, I'd have a shower and have to catch a plane and my towel would be damp. And the next thing you know, I have a moldy towel when I got home in my suitcase. So I was looking for something that would dry super, super fast. And the wicking moisture management fabrics that were intended for apparel do that. But nobody was making a towel out of them. They were making them out of microfiber. They were making them out of chamois, all different kinds of things, but not the obvious. So I had been using the moisture management fabrics for apparel to make nighties, to make shirts, that kind of thing in my discovery trekking business. But I started making for family and friends towels out of this, and they all went crazy for them. And the next thing you know, I'm selling them to swim clubs, to backpackers, you name it. Very good for travel, by the way. And then, even though they're super light, really, they're literally, you know, a large towel can be 8-10 ounces maybe. We were told by the backpacking crowd that they wanted one that was even lighter, which I thought was crazy. But in any event, we were making a line of moisture wicking pillowcases called hot flash pillowcases out of the same technology, but it was extremely silky. And I thought, well, why don't I make a backpacking towel from that fabric? And so I did. So I make a backpacking towel out of what we now call the extreme ultralight towel. And one of the things that it shares in common with the ultra fast dry towel, my original one, is that they have silver in the fabric and it's embedded. And why that's important is that the silver molecule smothers bacteria or germ molecules. So you don't get any musty smelling, you don't get germs growing on them, and that's why they stay so fresh between washings. And then, so we went from having a couple of different styles and sizes of towels to having quite an array of colors and sizes, kind of something for every activity that you can have. And the reason why that's important is because these don't work like a typical towel or microfiber towel, and they don't suck the water inside the fiber and stay wet. What they do is they pull moisture around the fibers and spread across the surface of the towel so that it can evaporate probably 3 to 4 times faster than a typical towel. So if you are just, you know, if you just have one in your horse trailer and you just want to, you know, wipe your horse down with it, probably a medium would be fine, which is 34 by 28 inches. But if you were actually showering yourself and you wanted it to dry out again fast, you would want to have a lot more surface for that water to spread to. So a large towel is 58 inches. So they're almost like a beach size. Mm-hmm. And then also the large ones are great for travel because they double as a, you know, a swimsuit cover up. They actually have very high sun protection and sand doesn't stick to them. So, you know, it just doesn't get much better than that. So these kind of caught on, and we originally were just looking for editors of magazines to do gear reviews and that kind of thing. And we literally have had them in over 100 gear reviews. And we've never had anything bad ever said about them. It's just everybody loves them. So now we sell them in Canada, in the U.S., in Australia. You know, we're looking for retailers all over the place. I think they're in Europe, too. But it's pretty cool because they're made right here in North America. We're not, you know, making anything in China. Mm-hmm. So we're proud of that.
Right. Now, the towels can span the whole gamut in terms of pets and so on, because I know with art, we've had Noofs and larger dogs that are always getting wet, and it's always a pain to try and keep them dry, and then also to keep the towels smelling fresh and so on if you're using them on dogs and horses. So I think that's a wonderful, wonderful idea. And then you also make the trekking gear can also be adapted to the riders, the trail riders, and the people that are camping with horses too. Your upper, you know, the upper body garments and so on.
Well, absolutely. In fact, you know, like I'm wearing Monom shirts today because I normally do, but the moisture wicking fabrics that we have, because we have it manufactured for the towels with the silver in it, all of the moisture wicking fabrics that we have in our store and that we manufacture do have the silver in it. So I work out probably 3 to 4 times a week, and I can wear my shirt working out, and then, you know, half an hour later, I'm completely dry. My shirt does not smell because of the silver in it, and, you know, it's just great. So I use it for every day, but also I am a rider too, so I wouldn't think of going out on a hot day without a technical shirt on. I just think they're good for everything. I travel in them. You know, they're just good for every day, for every activity that you can imagine.
Right. Now, besides the upper body shirts and so on, what else do you make?
Well, again, from the moisture wicking high-tech fabrics with silver, we make a line of sleepwear, which we call Hot Flash Nighties. We also make pillowcases, which I mentioned a few minutes ago, that that was my main idea to get the extreme towel was that. But the pillowcases are really cool because when you're sweating at night, men or women, even though we call it hot flash pillowcases, we sell just as many to men because they sweat at night too. And what happens when you sweat is that sweat goes into your pillow, and then the bacteria makes your pillow smell. So when you're using one of the hot flash pillowcases, not only does it keep you dry, but that moisture evaporates before it can go into the pillow. And it also kills the bacteria that may be on your body so that your pillow doesn't smell and your bedroom stays fresh smelling.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would really be interested in that. I just don't think that, again, that it's out there it's so that people can... know these things. Now, is there anything else that you are making for pets or horses in particular?
Well, other than the saddle skirt in both the regular and the extended version. Oh, and by the way, I did want to mention that even though when you go to the discoverytrekking.com website, you may see that available only in black. If you call us, we're a Canadian manufacturer and we do a lot of made to order things. So we have often many other colors available in our store of that fabric, and we can make various colors for people if that's what they prefer. And we don't charge any more for that. It's just a matter of you have to have it made to order and, you know, and call so that you can see what we have in stock. But we're happy to give that personalized service.
Well, that's
the
great.
The other thing we make has really nothing to do with horses, and it has nothing to do really with mainstream clothing. We have a different line. It's almost like a separate business, and we make a garment, an undergarment for swimming for both adults and children with special needs that are incontinent. And that's a very unusual product line. And it's not particularly well known unless you have that issue or you are incontinent or you have a special needs child. You may be looking for something so that they can go swimming, because not everybody with special needs needs this, of course, but many hundreds of thousands of people are incontinent and need something for protection when they go in a pool. So we make a very discreet undergarment. It's not shown on the Discovery Trekking website. The brand name for that is So Secure. And the website for the incontinence products are sosecureproducts.com. And that's where you'll find all of the garments we make in that line.
That sounds wonderful. Now, is there anything else in that line that you make, just the undergarments?
We make strictly the undergarments specifically for swimming, although on our site we also do distribute a couple of products that I've found that other North American companies may manufacture that are complementary, such as we sell some undergarments that are washable for anyone who happens to be incontinent rather than using disposables. And again, sometimes it's just a matter, particularly women that have had children and may have a little bit of leakage or something initially. It's kind of nice to just have something that's really pretty that they can wear and still be protected.
Now, do these fabrics contain the silver as well?
Interesting you should ask that. We're just in the process. The swim brief that we make currently does not, but we're in the process of reformatting our fabric so that it will have silver in it.
I think that would be a good idea with the bacteria.
It's, great selling feature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful, Leslie. That's just great. Now, I gather that when you were younger that you did quite a bit of sewing.
I always have sewn. I think I learned to sew in junior high back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm you know, aging myself here, but I actually learned on an old treadle machine, and I used to make all my clothes. And then when I grew up, got married, I would make things for my children. But again, I was always, you know, making up things. I can remember my kids coming in with a sheet, you know, in the afternoon of October 31st and say, Mom, can you make me a costume? And it was usually a little bit too late. But, you know, they were always asking you to make things. And I was constantly whipping up original items for them. And it just, you know, a lot of people have great ideas. One of the things is to translate that idea into something that's marketable. And my kind of my deal is I don't want to copy what other people are doing. I want to do what nobody else is doing. And mm-hmm. so when I get suggestions from friends or family, gee, you should make such and such because I saw it somewhere, that's the last thing that I want to do. I want to make things that nobody can see except if they go to my website.
Now, as an entrepreneur, one of the things that has been suggested by people like Tim Ferriss, etc., is to put your product out and or idea rather out and test it before you start making it or manufacturing it to make sure that it is acceptable or accepted by the public, that there is a market out there. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I don't think there's anything that I didn't make on a very, very small scale before it got ramped up. The saddle skirt, for example, I mentioned that was the idea of my daughter suggesting she needed one. Then I would make one for her. Then she said all her friends wanted one. They tried them. And then what I would do at that point is contact somebody who was maybe a writer or something in equestrian magazine, but also a horse person, and say, mm-hmm. please try this and tell me what you think of it and critique it really honestly and tell me how we can make improvements. And that's how I would get feedback and also generally some pretty good press when they were impressed with something. And as far as the towels are concerned, I started out really small. My family and friends tried them. Local swim teams were trying them for me, and then I would send them out to buyers of, you know, swim supply companies saying, would you try them? Would you have your staff try them? Is this something you think would sell? And that basically the feedback I got is, yes, these are great. And in a lot of cases, they'd say, yes, these are great, but we're already selling towels and we don't, you know, we just don't see that something as unknown as your products would sell well on our shelves. And that was a bit of a challenge for me as a small business because you don't have a budget for, you know, putting something on TV. So interestingly enough, we got enough reviews from so many kinds of magazines, backpacking, camping, horse, for travel, that eventually these companies were coming back to us and asking if they could sell the towels. And that was kind of a 360. Nice. It was great.
Yeah. That's such an affirmation for you. And again, I think that people who, I mean, lots of, as you say, many people have ideas and they just find a number of excuses about why they cannot proceed. And I think that that's great. Now, did you basically cold call some of these magazines or how did you go about that?
Absolutely. I was a one-man band for a long time as far as actually I did the sales, I did the marketing, I even sewed on, I cleaned the toilets, I did everything. And I had other girls that were working here too, but I was the one that had to make this work. So I was cold calling buyers. I remember one of the, you know, I was so excited one time because REI, for example, big company in the U.S. that sells outdoor gear, chain of stores. I would phone them and I got that you couldn't get through to the buyers. It was quite funny. They want to buy, but they don't want to talk to you. And this goes for every big company. So I got the guy on the phone who just answered the phone. And I said, I tell you what, my towel is so amazing. I'm going to send one to you. And if you try it, and if you don't think it's the best thing since sliced bread, fine. But if you think it's great, would you take it over to a buyer and tell them? And so ultimately, that's what happened. He did. And then I followed up with the buyer, and he said, yeah, they say it's good, but it's still sitting on my desk. I tell you what, I'll try it over the weekend. And he was just humoring me. And then the next thing you know, he called me a week later and said, this is amazing. We want this towel. So that was, you know, you have to really kiss a lot of frogs before you meet a handsome prince in this business.
Right.
And sometimes it's like telling you to go sit in the corner of a round room. There's really no way to get into these buyers, but mm-hmm. it's perseverance and, you know, sending out a lot of emails. And really, sometimes it's who you know, too, because I've been very lucky and I've met people who were influential and they've helped me get into other places. But certainly not before I proved that the product was good.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, that you are a boomer, and I think that that's really important, because I think our generation is used to working very hard and persevering and not giving up when things don't quite go the way you hope. And I think that that's a little bit lacking today. But I think that that's encouraging to people that might be thinking about designing something.
Well, it's interesting because my background has got nothing to do with this industry. I mean, it really was just hard work. And in fact, a lot of things I did, probably I was successful at because I didn't know you couldn't do it. So I just did it.
Good for you. Yes. And I think that that's key. That is key. I think in marketing, I think today.
For sure.
So do you have anything that you'd like to share with us in terms of maybe a product that you're going to launch soon that's ready to launch? Or?
Well, I have a fairly new product. One of the things that we are expanding on in our towel line is because so many people buy both the Ultra Fast Dry Towel and the Extreme Ultralight Towel for swimming, we decided that we would make a pool wrap. So basically, it's a house coat type thing that is worn over a bathing suit. But for travel, of course, you could wear it as a house coat. But you would wear it over a swim suit going to a pool, and it basically is your towel. So the pool wrap is relatively new on our website, so that's one thing that we're doing. And the other thing that we're doing is we are just introducing prints in the towels. And the prints that we have, we've just started with, we have some whale tails that are beautiful, National Geographic print, and we licensed that. They're just really fashionable as well as functional. So we're trying to get into making products a little more fashionable. I guess that's where I'm going with this. We have them in many, many colors because a lot of teams buy them and they want their team colors, but we just want to make them a little funkier.
Mm-hmm. And that takes us back to the horses. Now, many riders are trying to coordinate everything. And as you mentioned about the saddle skirt, which actually acts like a quarter sheet, some of the different designs, that can all be coordinated for a rider, and then also teams that ride. So that's great. That's wonderful news. So, Leslie, now would you like to share with us your URL and ways that people can find your products and contact you if they want to ask about a specific order?
Absolutely. Our main website is discoverytrekking.com. That's trekking with two Ks, not trucking, unfortunately. When we answer the phone, people think sometimes we have a trucking company. And then the other website for the incontinence products is sosecureproducts.com. And we also have a toll-free number in North America, 1-877-551-6577. And we're happy to answer questions about any of our products. I didn't mention that we do have a store in Campbell River on Vancouver Island where we make high-tech outerwear, and we make each one to order. Our designs, not the customer's designs, but they get to pick the weight of the fabric, the color of the fabric, and options if they want a hood, if they want reflective, whatever. Because we have that store, we have a lot of different variety in fabrics, and that's why I can offer, if someone calls and says, gee, I'd like a saddle skirt, but I'd like one in bright yellow, I can go into the store, and I can look and see if we have those fabrics, and we can actually customize that. And gain. We don't charge extra for that. We really do like to give personal service and, you know, put whatever you want on it. We can really work for you. So it's functional, safe, and also really fashionable.
Wow, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Leslie. I know you're very, very busy, and I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today. And, well, I guess we'll say goodbye then.
Okay, I appreciate your time, Paula, and thanks and good luck with your program.
All right then, bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed my interview today with Leslie Haynes, the owner of Discovery Trekking. For more information about Leslie and her wonderful products, please go to Straight From The Horse's Mouth radio show for links and more information. We always love reviews from iTunes, and the latest reviews have been from the Champion Entrepreneur from the U.S. and also from Kathleen Renee, again from the U.S., and from John Von Hoff from the U.S. Thank you so much for leaving a review for Straight From The Horse's Mouth radio show. Today's podcast has been brought to you by horselovers.com. That's horseloverz.com. Horse Lover is a leader in the equestrian industry. Their team of buyers search the globe to bring equestrians the best, high-quality products at the lowest prices. For free shipping throughout the year, use coupon code SFHMPODCAST. That's SFHMPODCAST. It's Paula Slater signing off for Straight From The Horse's Mouth radio show. We'll see you next week. Bye.